Praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration, a moment to encourage and inspire one another with the Word of God. The new year is here with us, and I know many of us are going back to work, going back to our jobs, children are going back to school, things are getting back to the routine that we are used to. And so it's possible for us to have great expectations, great dreams, and many things that you're trusting God for in this particular year. But how do you get started? That is the question we're asking ourselves today. How do you get started? Where do you start? Allow me to say that the opening words of the scriptures are, "In the beginning, God." Yes, before we even go to his creative work, before we go to what he said and all that, "In the beginning, God." And that is a challenge I want to give you, my sister and my brother, as you get started in the new year, that it is very important for you to start with God. Don't get into anything that you surely know you have not told God about it, or God is not aware. You need to walk with God. Walking with God means involving God every step of the way, not only in the things that you think are important, but even in the things that you are tempted to despise or to think they are trivial, you need to involve God. The scripture tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16 and verse 3, a very powerful scripture says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." I know every one of us has a desire and a longing to have a great year that is going to be overflowing with the grace and with the favor. But even as we get started with our job, as we get started with our projects, as we get started with our relationships, whatever we are doing this year, we have a responsibility to make sure that God is involved and God is part of it. God will not come to bless what we started without him. And therefore, it is very important, my brother and my sister, as you get started, involve God. Bring God into the picture. Not like the way the Word of God is all encompassing. You know what he is saying? Whatever you do. What is it that you are doing? Is there something you are tempted to do that God is not aware? Is there something you are tempted to start that you have not communicated to God? The scripture envisions us getting started with God. And that is why I said those words are very important. In the beginning, God. And so the challenge that is there for you and for me today is God in your beginning? Is God in your starting point? And I like telling people that if God was not there in the roots, don't expect him in the fruits. He may not be there. It is always very important to make sure that you have God as a fallback. There is nothing that gives me courage in life like telling God about something. "Father, I thank you because of this journey that I am making. Should anything happen in the journey, I'm always confident asking God, 'God, I told you about it. But I thank you because of this relationship I am getting into. Should anything go long in the relationship, you would have the confidence of asking God, 'God, I told you about it.'" You have God as your fallback. The thing that you are starting to do this year, the business that you are getting into, the relationship that you're getting into, whatever it is that you are doing, is God part of it? Is God aware of it? Is God involved in it? Commit to the Lord, whatever. And the last time I checked the meaning of the word whatever in the dictionary, it means whatever, all, whatever you do. Whether you think it is important, whether you think it is not important, don't only pray for those of your children who are candidates and you forget the others in the lower classes. Whatever is important, whatever you think is not important, don't only pray for this big clients that you're about to meet. What about the small clients that you're taking for granted? Commit to the Lord, whatever. Don't take your wife or your spouse for granted. Don't take your job for granted. Don't take the routines that you do every day for granted. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do. be it cooking, be it doing the laundry, be it going for a walk, be it shopping, whatever you do, commit it to the Lord. And you know something? He will establish your plans. We are trusting God for an year of overflow. And this is not going to happen if we are going to be doing things behind God's back. God is not aware that we have not communicated to him in prayer. The only way we're going to see success is if we choose to walk with God. And walking with God means God is aware of what we are up to and what we are doing. Commit to the Lord, and he'll establish the plans that you have laid down. Let us pray. Gracious Redeemer, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for speaking to us and challenging us to commit to you whatever we do. And I pray for my brother and my sister. They have so many plans, they have goals, and they have things that they are trusting you for. I pray that you will grant them the discipline and the courage of taking the first step, committing to the Lord whatever they intend to do, so that their plans will succeed. I pray for favor, I pray for overflow, and I pray for grace, that in all that we shall do this day, and indeed this year, Lord, we shall see your presence guiding our steps and being together every step of the way. We love you and we celebrate you. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my brother and my sister. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration, sharing your time with me. Thank you for those comments. And thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and you'll establish your plans. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Thank you so much. God bless you.